This is Julie Christie. I'm at Perfection Point in Harrison Street, Cardiff. I'm going to speak to Kay Richardson about the storm that struck Lake Macquarie on June 8th to the 11th in 2007.
So on the Friday night of the storm, my daughter and I were working in the salon, and we're both working on clients, and one of them, whose name was Robin Anson, said to me, I better go and move my car. And anyway, she looked out. She said the water was coming up to the sill of the car. So she rolled up her pants and went out the front. And I stood at the window and looked out, and I said, oh, it looks pretty. It looks like we're in Venice, because the water by then was up to the window. And so my husband had been sick. He'd had a heart attack and was laying out in one of the rooms at the back. So I said to him, can you come and help Robin move the car? So by the time we got out to the front, the water by then had started to come inside the door into a little part where you step up. And within seconds, it seemed seconds anyway, the water was at the front of the counter. So my apprentice and I lifted a couple of pieces of equipment up under one of the beds, and we could hear the water rushing down the wall. So then we went out the back to get some towels to start putting on the floor, and it was pouring in the back door, and the floor, as we were walking up and down the corridor, was coming up to meet us. The vinyl had lifted and was coming up, bubbling up under our feet. Then we started to hear the ceiling crack, so we thought it was time to get out of there. So after we left the salon, there were two clients, myself, my daughter, my husband, and Robin's son, who has Down syndrome. We got out the front, and of course the cars were starting to float, and one car was 6 weeks old, another one was 6 months old, and of course the girl that had the car that was 6 months old was screaming. She was hysterical. I got it to the other side of the veterinary clinic, and the force of the water was so strong, I was struggling to get across. This gentleman came across from the, walked along the front of the hotel, came across the road and pulled me across that drain area. And I said to ask him to help the others. So he pulled the others across, and because the water was so, it was so cold, I was worried about my husband. So I said to Michaela, come on, we'll go, try and go around the corner to the back car park to see if we can get our car, at least I could sit him in the car. But of course, when we got round to the back street, we couldn't get anywhere either because the force of the water was so strong again. So we came back. Then I couldn't find anyone. They'd all come back in to get the pets out of the pet shop, out of the veterinary clinic. So there was a sick dog. They got the sick dog and all the cats in cages out of there. And there were also two people that my daughter rescued out of the car. She got them out of a car that was parked at the front there. They got them out through the window. And then this fella turned up from nowhere. He was a lovely fella. His name was Joe. He lived up the street a little bit. And he took us all into his house. We had no electricity, of course. He had an open fire. We had all the cat cages. We had about six or seven cat cages. We had a sick dog on the ground with us. The vet had her dog there. And we all stood in front of the fire. And yes, my husband had been shopping before that, so we had a loaf of dry bread. And this Joe had a packet of biscuits he passed around. And we were there for hours, all trying to pass our phones around because we were running, service where one person would have service and then another one wouldn't have any service. So we were ringing relatives and checking to see if everyone was all right and to let them know that we were okay. And then after a few hours, this Joe had a truck and he said he would try and get a couple of us out. So he did that, and he got a few of the people out. And then my brother-in-law came and finally we got to our car. But it still took me hours to get home. My daughter was flying in her car and I was terrified because we lost her, couldn't find her. Everywhere we went, we were running into cars that were just sitting in the middle of the road. We had to drive up on medium strips, sort of back and head back up into the traffic to get out. It was really horrific. And we finally got home probably about, I'd say about 3 hours after we started our journey.
Okay, what time did you first notice the water coming up?
I would say it would be about 5:15.
And what time did you finally get out of the shop?
Well, it was pretty fast. It wouldn't have been more than, I'd say, 10 minutes after that.
Right. And by the time you got to your car to finally get home?
The time, I'd say, would have been about 12 o'clock at night.
And what suburb did you have to drive to get home?
The Black Horse Park.
Oh, that's a long way. Okay, it must have been terrifying while you were waiting for the storm to go.
It was, but it was a good bonding experience, even with like some of the people that were there we knew. Some I knew well, some I didn't know too well, and of course the fellow that took us in didn't know him at all. But everyone looked after each other. We even had, as I said, animals from the veterinary clinic, the cats in the cages, and one girl there, she had her dog that was very sick, and she could tell she was, and this lady had taken the dog down to have his injection at the time the water came in front of the veterinary surgery, and they had to put him up on this chair to give him his injection, his insulin, he's diabetic. And we had him on the floor, he was shivering, wrapped in towels, and we ended up cuddling him. And it was good fun in some ways. You know, we ended up, some of us ended up taking our wet pants off, or getting around in our underwear. All standing in front of the fire and everyone moving around to let someone else get in and warm up. As I said, sharing the dry bread and the biscuits. But it was good. It was good in that, people that we had never met before, everyone was looking after each other and trying to do the best for everyone else, as well as survival, I suppose, and worrying about our own businesses and things flashing in your mind of where are we going to work now that our shop's ruined. The vet was worried about all of her computers and all of her files would be missing. So though it was a worrying time for us all, we still all helped each other. It was good.
Have you been able to make contact with any of those people since?
Yes, actually we have. I've been down to the vets and of course we see them quite regularly. The Joe that took us in, the fellow up the road and his mate, we bought them a big tray of meat and some beer so that they can have a barbecue. And
thanks, Kate.
Okay. Hard, but it'll be an ongoing problem. It's not something that's just over and done with in a week, even though a lot of our clients come in and think, oh, you didn't get anything. And we show them the pictures and they go, oh, gee, we've done well to get back up. So, but yeah, that's probably our story, really.
Have you been able to visit your rescuer? And
yes, well, our rescuer had only moved into the area 2 weeks ago. And we were very grateful when he looked after us, and I'd said, if you ever have any problems with your animals, obviously bring them down to us. And sure enough, a week later he brought one of his two, he has two dogs, he brought one down and we saw her and resolved her problems. And then probably 3 weeks later he was down with the other dog, and I said, oh, how's your female dog? And he went, she's disappeared. And she'd disappeared, but funnily enough, I'd had a lady in a week earlier with a stray dog that turned out to be his dog. And she'd advertised, and he hadn't looked, and she hadn't scanned it to see if it was microchipped, and the microchip wasn't in the right name, and it was only that I put two and two together and went, I remember that dog, because she was on heat. And yes, we've seen him since, and I think Kay and everybody has been up to see him as well, the other ladies that were there. But
Yeah, it certainly brings you together when you, as I said, we didn't know him. He'd only just moved in, and yeah, he was certainly our knight in the shining armour for sure. Yeah, initially, when the water started racing down the street, we went out and had a look at the drain because we were right next to a drain, and there was a lot of debris stuck in the wire across the drain, two garbage bins, and my nurse and I stood up trying to lift them over, but they were full, so they were too heavy for us. And even in the time we stood there, bits of wood and things started to block up behind it. And now, in retrospect, after having seen all the stories about the people that have been swept away and things, I certainly wouldn't try and do it again, because probably if we had lifted it and cleared it, it would have just pushed us down. Now, luckily for us, we're not in a drain. It wouldn't have pushed us into a drain. It would have just flung us back onto the road. But yeah, you don't realise the force of the water until it hits you, and you don't realise how quick. We looked out the front, and the time it took me to walk probably 10 yards to the front door and go, geez, that water's getting high, and then walk out the back, our cats were going underwater in that 2 minutes of just lapping to 3 or 4 inches and then to 6 or 8 inches to 2 or 3 feet. That all happened in, I think, probably 15 minutes. And you don't think, we had to get people in off the street to stand in the doorways and hold the doors open so that we could keep getting in and out. We could see, it was dark, and we could see things floating out our doors, like our dog foods were floating out the door. And as it turned out, because we've been renovating, our back room had all of our tacks, all our paperwork things were sitting in boxes in the middle of the room, ready to get put into storage. And when we came in on Saturday, there was nothing left in our room. I bought a dryer that morning that had floated off down the hallway. It worked. We plugged it back in and it worked. Our fridge got ripped out of the wall, ripped the socket out of the wall, but we plugged it back in and it worked. And our air conditioner went under 4 foot of water and it works, but it's not going to work in 6 months' time. It's all going to rust in.
The people that were holding the doors open for you, were they just trying to get home, or where did they come from?
No, most of our help came from the beauticians 3 doors down. They came up and said, do you need any help? And there was a lady, her daughter and her husband, and a couple of the girls who worked for her, and then the guy from up the road came down because he had a torch, because the darkness was a big issue. We knew where everything was, so we were wading through the water, but they didn't. So they could only just stand there while we moved. And initially they came in and said, do you need any help? We went, no, we're right. Because we thought, oh yeah, we'll get the cats into the car, that's not a big drama. But my nurse, her car was parked in the driveway and the wall smashed in on her car and rode it off. So it got floated and then it got smashed in the windows. So it was storm damage and flood damage. And it looked like a car yard the next day. There was just, there was a hole in the drain and all the water rushed under our building and pushed all the footpath up. And there's probably 2 tonne of sand out the front of our building. The footpath was all up and down, looked like an earthquake had been, and then great piles of sand everywhere. The cars out the front had like 2 foot of sand up all around their wheels. So, unbelievable amount of devastation. You just can't picture it's going to happen.